Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. We're going to get a chance to visit with my friend Sarah Lovis. She has Lovis Consulting. She also farms up in the Hillsboro area with her husband and family. And Sarah, how has the off time been for you? It's kind of strange this year to have some free time.
I have to admit, it's absolutely wonderful. I feel like it's been a couple years coming to the point where we could, even though Thanksgiving was kind of an odd holiday just because there's so few people around the table, at least we could enjoy it with those that were there because we didn't have to worry about harvest or anything else. It's been a nice change of pace. Really, really like that.
Well, and hopefully everybody was able to get a lot of their field prep done and get everything ready. So when the spring comes, whenever that happens to be for next year, it should be just get out and start going. So what kind of things basically did you work on in the fall to get ready for next year?
So this is really the first time in a couple of years where we were able to get some tillage done, and that was good. I noticed also that a lot of my neighbors were doing tillage in the area as well. You could tell that we're coming off of a spell of really wet conditions in the fall of the year, and it's the first time we've done it because in some places I think guys might have even been getting a little bit aggressive trying to get all tillage work done, just making sure that they had every last bit of that done that's possible. There's also a lot of ditching that was done in the area, you know, making sure that we can get water to flow, so that's really nice to see. There's a lot of work that we really needed to be updating over the course of the last couple of years that we haven't had a chance to do. That was really nice. There was kind of a break in the action at the end of October. We had some frozen soils at that point in time. And then November, it thawed out, and we had a great November for doing all kinds of work. It was a really fun fall. The harvest just went straight through. We got it done, and then we were able to move into normal fall work.
Right. So as a whole, as we put a bow, hopefully, on 2020 in the growing season, how was it for you and your family on your farm? You kind of have a mixed bag. I believe you got soybeans, corn, different things like that.
Yeah, so we raise wheat, corn, soybeans, and malting barley. I think 2020, as we go forward, is a year that many farmers will talk about for generations to come. I know that this will be one that I tell stories about for years. It was such a roller coaster ride. The planning process, even getting into what we were to plant in 2020 was interesting. There were no real good options for planting going into the spring. The terrible planting conditions that we had, and in our area, it happened to rain on us for most of the growing season. Our last significant rainfall on our farming operation was in the first couple of weeks of August. We got a 6-inch rain on our farm during that time. And then after that, it started to dry out. We did have really good harvest conditions. It dried out for us during that time, and that was great. Of course, before it dried out for us, we had a crown and glory to the 2020 growing year with a frost freeze, which really took the top end yield off. So that was kind of disappointing. But at least we didn't have to fight mud to get the crop out, right, which is really nice. And of course, you can't forget the fact that we were fortunate in the fact that on our farm, we got our harvest done before we planted in 2020. But I know I had many neighbors that were still harvesting into June, and I even saw a couple of combines rolling after July 4th this year. So I think that really encompasses the way 2020 went. I would say for the most part in my neck of the woods, especially the soybean yields were average to definitely below average. So I think we had a marginal crop, average to maybe a little disappointing, but it was interesting because during that harvest time, working with all of the clients that I've got, all of the neighbors and everything, I was surprised at what the mood of the farmer was at that point in time. It was very interesting. It was, you know, quite frankly, sort of a disappointing crop that we were harvesting. And yet the markets were going up and the harvest conditions themselves were the best that we've had for 3 years, and we could just get our work done.
Yes.
And so the mood of the farmer was really good. And I made comments to a couple of my neighbors saying, you know, for such a disappointing crop, I have never seen such happy farmers.
It's a strange time.
it was really strange, but I think if you really wanted to put a bow on 2020, that's how it ended. And I think we're finding some reprieve now.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.